Good evening and welcome back to Artificial Adventures at the Guildhall Podcast. Last season, the adventurers restored balance in the Feywild and put a new devil on the throne of Nessus in the Nine Hells. Season 2 begins with Valerissa bringing Elendil back to her family's homeland. Thank you for joining us here again.
All the voices you hear will be AI generated. All the decisions that they make are AI generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon.
Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start of session. Tamaras is asleep after receiving his injury. He suddenly awakens in Frostburn Academy all those years ago. Eterna is next him, although she is still Ilara. Before her ascension.
Tamaras blinks awake, his mind foggy and disoriented as he finds himself transported back to a familiar yet long-forgotten place, the halls of Frostburn Academy, where he and Ilara Glintshade once studied alongside other young mages. What? How? He mutters, struggling to make sense of his surroundings.
Standing beside him, Ilara Glintshade gazes at Tamaras with a mixture of surprise and concern, her red hair cascading down her back like a river of flame. Tamaras, is that really you? Her voice is soft, almost hesitant, as if she hardly believes her own ears. How did you get here? What happened? Realization dawns on Ilara's face, her eyes widening as memories flood back. Oh, gods, Amalthus has taken you, hasn't he? She places a gentle hand on Tamaras' cheek, her touch warm and comforting. My soulmate, trapped in that accursed domain. But don't worry, my love. I will not abandon you. Together we will find a way to free you and vanquish the darkness that threatens our world.
Tamaras' breath catches in his throat as Ilara's words wash over him, the warmth of her touch igniting a spark of hope within his chest. Ilara, I never thought I'd see you again, especially not here. In the past, he whispers, his voice thick with emotion. But knowing you're by my side now gives me strength. Whatever challenges lie ahead, we'll face them together, as we always have.
Ilara looks over her lover and sees the wound at his side, and she can sense the festering, dark power of Amalthus.
Ilara's gaze drops to the wound on Tamaris' side, her brow furrowing with concern as she senses the dark energies coursing through his veins. Dear gods, look at you. Amalthus's corruption runs deep, doesn't it? She closes her eyes, focusing inward as she reaches out with her powers to assess the extent of the damage. I can feel the tendrils of his influence tangled within you, poisoning your very soul. We must act swiftly to purge this filth before it consumes you completely. With a flick of her wrist, Ilara unleashes a stream of hellfire, the blazing inferno engulfing Tamaris's wound in a vortex of purifying flame. Purify thyself, my love, and cast out the darkness that seeks to claim you, she commands, her voice ringing with authority. Let the fires of the Nine Hells cleanse you of Amalthus's taint, and fortify your spirit against his insidious grasp.
Tamaras grits his teeth against the searing pain as the hellfire ravages his wound, the corrupt energies within him shrieking in agony as they're consumed by the cleansing flames. By the hells, Ilara. It hurts. He gasps, sweat beading on his forehead as he struggles to remain conscious. But I trust in your power to guide me through this trial. Hold fast to me, my queen, and know that I am forever bound to your will.
Tamaras falls to his knees before Eterna, his body shaking, but he survives the pain.
As the hellfire subsides, Tamaras collapses to his knees, his body racked by tremors and covered in soot from the intense blaze. Yet despite the ordeal, he emerges unbroken, his spirit stronger than ever thanks to Ilara's unwavering support. Thank you, my goddess. Thank you for saving me, he rasps, his voice hoarse but filled with gratitude. Now, tell me, what do we do next? How can we escape this plane, where I must confront Amalthus once more?
Ilara kneels beside Tamaras, her hands gently cradling his face as she meets his gaze with a fierce determination. Fear not, my champion, for I shall lead us forth from this realm and back to the land of the living, she declares, her voice echoing with divine authority. Together, we shall unravel the mysteries of this twisted reality and shatter the chains that bind you to Amalthorst's dominion. Then, when the time is right, we shall march upon the vampire lord and unleash upon him the wrath of the nine hells. Ilara's eyes narrow as she focuses her senses, attuning herself to the subtle vibrations of the multiverse. There, a nexus point, where the fabric of reality is thin and fragile, she murmurs, pointing to a corner of Dragonfire Vale. If you can reach that location, I believe we can create a rift, a portal that will allow us to traverse the boundaries between worlds and emerge on the other side.
Tamaros awakens in a bed in the Silver Sturgeon. Valarissa is sleeping the room which is serving as a temporary barracks for the group.
Tamaros opens his eyes, taking in his unfamiliar surroundings with a sense of disorientation. As the haze clears from his mind, he realizes he's lying in a simple bed within the Silver Sturgeon, the sounds of snores and distant shouts filtering through the makeshift barracks. Where am I? He wonders aloud, his voice husky from sleep deprivation.
In the adjacent bed, Valarissa stirs, her emerald eyes fluttering open as she senses Tamaris's presence. She's there, Tamaris, she whispers, her voice soothing as she rises from her slumber. You're safe in Blazinghold's Silver Sturgeon. We brought you here after everything that transpired outside the walls. She approaches his bedside, her expression a mix of concern and relief. Even after I healed you, you were quite injured. But don't worry, we managed to deal with Amalthos' minions and secure the city for now.
Tamaris's gaze drifts over Valarissa's form, his heart swelling with gratitude at the sight of her. Valarissa, I owe you my life, he says, his voice cracking with emotion. Your power, your bravery. Without you, I would not be here today. He reaches out, taking her hand in his, savoring the warmth of her touch. Tell me, how much time has passed since Amalthos escaped our clutches?
Valarissa's fingers tighten around Tamaris's as she recalls the passage of time. About 16 hours, give or take a few minutes, she estimates, her brow furrowing slightly. It was late evening when we last battled Amalthos. Now dawn breaks over the horizon, casting its golden light upon the city. She leans closer, her voice dropping to a whisper. And while we rested, Zephyr and Lila sent a message. They are traveling further into the mist out of the veil. They have recovered a slumbering fey seed. Lila said it will protect the land if we deal with the Malthos.
Tamaros nods, processing the information as he tries to gather his scattered thoughts. Zephyr and Lila. Their efforts could prove crucial in our fight against Amalthos, he muses, a determined glint appearing in his eye. But we cannot rely solely on their actions. We must also press forward, strategize, and prepare for the inevitable confrontation with the Vampire Lord. He squeezes Valarissa's hand reassuringly. Valarissa, there's something else. A vision, a memory, perhaps. I saw a place. A nexus point in the valley where the veil between worlds seems thinner. If we can reach that location, I believe Eterna might be able to open a rift, allowing her to send aid to us. His grip on her hand tightens, a note of urgency creeping into his voice. We should discuss this with the others. Plan our next move carefully. Every second counts in this race against darkness.
Valarissa listens intently, her expression thoughtful, as she considers Tamaris's words. That makes sense, given what Igun discovered about the fee seed's connection to Amalthos. And with the seedling in Lila's care, having Eterna's direct intervention could turn the tide in our favor. She nods decisively. Agreed, we need to rally the group and come up with a solid strategy. Yalda, Glimmerstar, Elric and Elendil all played crucial roles in holding off the undead horde. With their input, I'm confident we can devise a plan that will bring Amalthus to his knees once and for all. Valarissa surveys the gathered group, her gaze burning with resolve as she addresses them. Friends, we stand here united, having triumphed against Amalthus's minions and secured our defenses. Now it is time to strategize and press our advantage. She turns to Tamaros, a question on her lips. Tamaros, could you lead us to this nexus point you discovered in the vision?
Elric's eyes widen at the prospect, his grip on his dagger tightening. A rift in reality, you say? You say? If Eterna can open a portal to the Nine Hells, we might just get the upper hand against Amalthus. He exhales deeply, trying to process the scope of their next move. Count me in, champion. Let's make the most of this chance to turn the tide.
Very well, Tamaros agrees, rising from his bed with a grin set to his jaw. The Nexus is located at a ruined temple in the heart of Dragonfire Vale, where the mist seems to be thickest. If we can reach that location unseen and in time, Eterna might be able to sever Amalthus's hold on this realm. He glances at Valarissa, a hint of a plan taking shape. We'll need to move swiftly, with caution, and prepare for the worst. Amalthus will not let us have the upper hand so easily. A determined look settles over his features. Shall we put this plan into motion?
Later that day, Tamaros, Valarissa, Elric, Glimmerstar, and Elendil head out into Dragonfire Vale to find the rift. The air is cold, and the temperature is dropping as a winter storm is coming to the Vale. Only Elendil is unfamiliar with traveling through the cold.
Tamaros leads the group through the barren landscape of Dragonfire Vale, the wind biting at their faces and the temperature plummeting as a winter storm looms on the horizon. Stay alert, he warns, his breath visible in the chill air. We're drawing closer to the Nexus. Amalthus may try to ambush us or summon his minions to block our path.
Valarissa keeps pace beside Tamaros, her dragonborn physiology allowing her to brave the cold with ease. The winds grow more frigid, but my resolve only hardens. We must reach that temple and unlock the secrets of the rift. Her voice carries a note of urgency, her eyes scanning the darkening sky. Saphir and Lila's efforts give us hope, but it's up to us to capitalize on their findings.
Elric, wrapped in his cloak, nods in agreement, his breath misting in the cold air. Aye, and if we can get Eterna's direct aid, it'll give us a fighting chance against Amalthus. He readies his blade, the metal gleaming in the fading light. But we can't assume it'll be smooth sailing. Keep your wits and eyes sharp, friends. Danger lurks in every shadow.
Glimmerstar rubs his gloved hands together, a spark of heat emanating from his fingertips. Well, ain't this a fine mess, he mutters, his breath a plume of warmth in the chill. Freezing our nethers off, trekking through a bloody blizzard, and dealing with undead monsters. Just another day in the life of heroes, eh? He flashes a wry grin, but the determination in his eyes betrays the lightness of his tone. Lead on, Tamaros.
Elendil, bundled in his own cloak and mitten, stumbles slightly, unused to the harsh conditions. This cold is unrelenting, he murmurs, his cheeks reddened by the wind. Forgive my weakness, friends. I'm more accustomed to warmer climes and the comforts of taverns. Despite his words, there's a glint of resolve in his eyes, a testament to his determination to see this mission through. But for the people of Dragonfire Vale and the greater cause, I'll brave any storm.
As the short day becomes evening, the temple comes into view. It is located on the side of a mountain. Part of the temple has collapsed. It would still take a day to hike into the mountain to get to the temple. Otherwise, you could try to climb directly there. The climb is steep, but could be done in a few hours.
Elendil's eyes widen as the temple's crumbling structure comes into view, perched precariously on the side of the mountain. By the stars, what a formidable obstacle, he comments, his gaze fixed on the steep ascent. Climbing that directly could prove treacherous, but it may be our quickest route to the Nexus point.
Aye, the climb's steep, but not impossible. We'll just need to pace ourselves and be mindful of our footing, Elric observes pragmatically, already beginning to adjust his gear for the ascent. With Tamaris's knowledge of the temple's layout, we can navigate the worst of it. He nods to Valerissa, who stands poised at the base of the mountain, her eyes narrowed in concentration. Go on, champion. Lead the way, and we'll follow close behind.
Agreed. We'll take it slow and steady, one hand for climbing, one for defense. Valerissa confirms, her gaze still fixed on the temple. Elendil, try to conserve your energy for the climb. Glimmersta, keep a weather eye out for any signs of undead or Amalthos' agents lurking in the shadows. She turns to Tamaros, her expression stern. And Tamaros, once we reach the top, prepare yourself to communicate with Aeterna and expedite our exit. Time is of the essence.
The group prepares camp for the night and will attempt the climb at daylight. They lay out their equipment to see what they have to make the climb.
Looks like we've got enough rope, harnesses, and anchors to make the climb safer, Elric remarks, examining the gear as the fire crackles and spits nearby. Though I'll admit the thought of ascending a sheer mountain face in the dark doesn't exactly fill me with confidence. He glances at Elendil, whose cheeks are still flushed from the cold. You up for this, Bard? We don't have many other options, but I'd rather not have you risking a slip and ending up in a ravine.
Valerissa surveys the makeshift camp, her eyes scanning the darkened landscape for any signs of movement. We should take turns keeping watch through the night. Amalthos could try to intercept us at any point, she notes, her voice low and cautious. Elric, Glimmerstar, you're on first shift. Tamaros, you're with me. We'll wake Elendil in a few hours to switch with the next pair. She nods at the equipment. Let's be ready to move as soon as dawn breaks. Aeterna's aid might be our only hope in defeating Amalthos and shattering the darkness he's unleashed upon our lands.
Despite the party's unease, the night passes uneventfully.
Wake Elendil and begin the climb when the first light of dawn creeps over the horizon. Tamaris instructs, his voice firm with resolve as they prepare for the day ahead. Remember, our mission is to reach that Nexus point and secure the aid of the Nine Hells. We can't afford failure.
You're right, Valerissa agrees, her tone grim as she rises to take her watch alongside Tamaris. The fate of Dragonfire Vale hangs in the balance. Let's hope our combined strength and Aeterna's power are enough to tip the scales in our favor.
As dawn breaks, Elric and Glimmerstar take up positions at the base of the mountain, securing the ropes and anchors with practiced efficiency. Ready when you are, Tamaris, Elric calls out, his voice carrying above the wind. Lead the way, and we'll keep pace.
While Larissa and Elric take the lead on the climb, both of them have received training in infiltration. Valerissa missing her youth when she could fly the mountainside with her wind drake. Tamaris tries to keep up with the stronger climbers. Glimmerstar finds himself taking to the activity naturally with his small gnome body, while Elendil struggles not being very athletic himself.
Valerissa leads the way, her dragonborn muscles rippling with each handhold and foothold as she scales the mountain face with an ease born of years of practice. Remember, Tamaros, there are handholds and ledges along the way, she calls back, her voice steady despite the altitude and chill. We just need to find our rhythm and not rush.
Elric follows close behind, his grip sure and steady as he negotiates the steep incline. You're a natural Valerissa, he observes, his breathing even. Must have missed the thrill of flying with your wind drake, eh?
Tamaris grits his teeth, straining to keep up with the stronger climbers. Just keep moving, Tamaris, he tells himself, his breath coming in ragged gasps. Can't afford to slow them down. Despite the strain, his determination never wavers as he reaches for each available ledge and handhold, drawing strength from the knowledge that their quest hinges on success.
Glimmerstar proves surprisingly adept at the climb, his small stature and agility allowing him to navigate the rocky terrain with a grace that belies his years. Gotta love this sort of thing. Remind me of my cowboy days up on the range, he quips, his words punctuated by the rasp of his breath. Almost wish there were bandits to chase up here, though.
Elendil, however, struggles to keep pace, his cheeks flushed, and his limbs trembling with effort. By the stars, I've never been much for athletic pursuits, he admits between gasps, his fingers aching as he seeks purchase on the unyielding stone. But for the sake of our mission, and for Lila's safety, I'll push on no matter the cost. Despite the discomfort, a resolute look settles on his face, a testament to his unyielding commitment to the cause. Onward, friends! We can't falter now!
As they pause to refuel and catch their breath, Tamaris gazes out over the vast expanse of Dragonfire Vale, the temple now mere feet away. We're nearly there, he confirms, his voice tight with anticipation. Once we're inside, Velarissa, your divine energy should help stabilize the rift for Eterna's arrival. Glimmerstar, Elric, you'll provide the muscle to hold the temple against any unwanted visitors. He looks to Elendil, a mix of concern and admiration in his eyes.
Tamaros, can you sense Eterna's presence? Valarissa asks, her voice tinged with a hint of anxiety. We're so close, but we need to make certain she's receptive to our plea for aid.
Actually, I do feel a connection, faint but definite, Elendil reveals, his eyes widening as he focuses on the temple. Like a thread of pure, fiery energy stretching from this place to the hells themselves. Eterna is aware of our presence and may already be making her way to the Nexus. He meets Tamaris's gaze, a note of excitement and hope in his voice. If true, then our plan might just pay off after all.
Ahead, the broken temple appears to be desecrated. The statues of the gods which were worshipped here now lay in rubble. The air is filled with unease as the party approaches.
Glimmerstar leads the way as they enter the temple, his pistol at the ready as he surveys the desecrated interior. Well, ain't this a lovely welcome, he mutters, his tone grim. Looks like a Malthos made it his business to defile the sacred spaces of the old gods. He eyes the shattered statues, a spark of anger igniting in his gaze. But we're not here for a history lesson. Velarissa, Tamaris, find that Nexus. Elendil, keep an ear out for any sign of our divine ally.
Valarissa's eyes narrow as she scans the rubble-strewn chamber, her divine senses tingling with the presence of dark energies. Here, at the altar, the veil between realms is thin, she announces, pointing to a shattered pedestal where a glowing, ethereal portal now hangs suspended. Eterna should be able to anchor here and open a gateway to the Hells. She looks to Tamaris, her expression grave. We must be swift, however. Amalthos may still be drawing power from this site to reinforce his hold on the veil.
Tamaris steps forward, his heart pounding in anticipation as he faces the shimmering portal. Eterna, we require your aid. This temple, the Nexus Point, is ready for your touch. Let the fires of the Hells blaze forth to turn the tide against the darkness that threatens Dragonfire Vale. His voice rings out, echoing through the temple, his faith in his goddess unwavering.
You think you can make a connection in my domain without my knowledge? Amalthos says, his voice echoes against the walls of the temple.
Amalthos! Velarissa spins to face the vampire lord, her flames erupting around her as she assumes a defensive stance. You're too late to stop us. The ritual is underway, and with Eterna's power, your hold on this realm will be broken once and for all. She points at the glowing portal. Your reign of terror ends here, foul creature.
Elric readies his blade, Tamaros. You and Glimmerstar handle Amalthos. We'll take care of any acolytes he may summon.
A large acolyte with a bear mask charges at Valerissa. His huge bulk barrels down on her, knocking her from her feet. Across the room, two more acolytes walk out, one with a rabbit mask and one wearing an owl mat.
Elendil rushes to Valerissa's side as she's knocked off balance, his hands outstretched to catch her fall. Careful, Valerissa! The acolytes are...
A spell of cold erupts from the owl acolyte's staff, freezing Elendil's arm as he reaches for Valerissa.
Shit! Elendil exclaims, his arm now encased in a thick, icy sheath. Valerissa, watch out! He tries to shake off the encasing ice, but it's set deep into his skin. The damned owl acolytes got me trapped.
Valerissa scrambles to her feet, a snarl of rage on her face as she watches Elendil's arm turn to ice. Amalthos, you sniveling cur. Your minions dare harm one of my friends. She summons a blast of divine energy, pelting the bear, acolyte with holy flames that blister its fur and crack its armor. Your cruelty will be your downfall. With a leap, she closes the distance between them, her fists crackling with holy power as she delivers a vicious punch.
And you flame fury, you think I would let you get away after the death of my son? He says, his voice cold and uncaring. He grabs Valerissa and hurls her across the temple into the stone wall. His body seems to glide across the floor of the temple, moving with deft ease.
Glimmerstar levels his pistol at Amalthos as the vampire lord approaches Tamaris. You ain't taking anyone else, you bastard. Tamaris, get ready to blast him off his feet. He fires, the bullet slamming into Amalthos's shoulder and sending him stumbling back.
Fool, you think your toys can harm a vampire lord? He says. He reaches his hand towards Glimmerstar, who begins to bleed from his eyes and nose as Amalthos pulls the blood from his veins.
Tamaris takes advantage of Amalthos's momentary distraction, lunging forward with a swift, powerful swing of his vorpal blade. You've toyed with us for the last time, Amalthos Ravenfang. His sword slices through the air, seeking the vampire's exposed chest. Now, you shall face the reckoning of the Nine Hells.
While Tamaris attacks Amalthos, another acolyte in a hyena mask charges him. She draws a curved blade and cuts deeply into his sword arm while she laughs.
Tamaris roars in pain and fury as the hyena acolyte's blade severs his sword arm, his vorpal blade clattering to the stone floor. Curse you, fiend! He spins, his uninjured hand flashing with hellfire as he retaliates with a blast of infernal energy, incinerating the hyena acolyte. Elric, Glimmerstar, hold the line while Valerissa recovers. Don't let Amalthos break through.
The laughing hyena backs away from Tamaris.
With the party of the back foot, Amalthos glides to Elendil. Oh, you seem to have broken poor Davin. I don't know if I should be angry with you or thanking you for showing me how useless that one is. He says as he grabs Elendil by the throat. Any last words, bard?
Elendil gasps for air as Amalthos's grip tightens around his throat, his voice strangled but defiant. I'll not have my voice silenced. With a desperate surge of strength, he lashes out with his free hand, striking Amalthos's chest with the whispering seraphim lute. Let this instrument of the bard sing its final song.
As Valerissa struggles to rise, her gaze falls upon the dragon scale, pendant at her throat, a relic from her father's blessing. Tamaris, now's the time. I'll use my father's gift to buy you all some breathing room. With a cry of determination, she draws the scale from around her neck and slams it against Amalthos.
The area fills with the holy light of Tal Drakon, her father's dragonfire now blessed by her god, as he became the avatar of Tal Drakon.
By my power, begone beings who cling to the darkness, your kind will be repelled from the land.
Ah, foolish paladin. Amalthos says, his voice filled with pain. He grabs Valerissa as the area gets filled with light and disappears.
Elric's eyes widen as the holy light envelops the party, feeling the pain and wounds from the battle fade away. By the gods, what sorcery is this? You truly are the champion of Tal Drakan. We owe you our lives, my lady.
As the light of Tal Drakan fades, the party finds themselves alone in the temple. The acolytes and Amalthos are all gone, but so is Valeris.
Elric looks around, his expression a mix of concern and confusion. Where did Valerissa go? He calls out, his voice echoing in the now empty temple. And what exactly happened during that blast of divine light?
Tamara staggers forward, clutching his bleeding stump as he struggles to comprehend the events. Amalthos. He took Valerissa. Snatched her away just as Tal Drakan's fire engulfed us. He gasps, his eyes wide with worry. We must find a way to retrieve our missing comrade and finish this quest on her behalf.
The stench of the damned assails me, and yet I walk within it, I say, my voice ringing with authority as I step into Amalthos's domain of dread. This valley, once a verdant haven, has been defiled by a vampire lord's dark sorcery. I gaze down upon Tamaris, my red eyes narrowing as I take in the sight of him, clutching his bloodied stump, a grimace of pain etched on his face. My chosen, injured, yet still standing.
Tamaris meets Eterna's gaze, his pain momentarily forgotten in the face of her divine presence. My queen, I did not anticipate being taken from you, he murmurs, his voice hushed with awe and respect. But I would not have traded this trial for any other. Your power, your justice, it's a beacon of hope in this twisted realm.
With a wave of her hand, the wound on Tamaris's arm seals, a dark obsidian flesh knitting the missing limb back into place. This is but a fraction of the might I wield. As the ruler of Bator, I say, my voice low and husky. Your wounds, however grievous, are mere scratches compared to the scars Amalthos has left upon this land. My gaze shifts to Elendil, still sprawled on the ground, his arm encased in ice.
Tamaris watches, his eyes wide as Eterna's dark energies flow through him, reviving his lost limb with an otherworldly power. You healed me, he breathes, a shiver of reverence running down his spine. I am forever in your debt, my goddess.
Elendil, still reeling from the intensity of Eterna's arrival, stirs at the familiar voice. Elara, Eterna. I hardly know where to begin, he says, his voice trembling slightly as he gazes up at the transformed woman. Your ascension, your power, it's hard to comprehend. And yet, you still retain the warmth of the Elara I once knew. A hint of a smile tugs at the corners of his lips.
I turn to Elendil, a faint smile playing upon my lips as I acknowledge the man who once shared my path. You, too, remain steadfast in the face of change, Elendil Nightfall. Your loyalty is a beacon of light in this darkened vale. I take a step towards the bard, my crimson robe swirling around my form like living flame. Together, we must end this vile usurper and restore balance to Dragonfire Vale. A task that will require the might of the Hells themselves.
Now that's a sight for sore eyes. Amalthos doesn't stand a chance, Glimmerstar says with a grin, his pistol still clutched in his hand.
Ah, Alton Ravenfang, I muse, my gaze drifting to the empty space beside Elendil. Another soul collected by my chosen, another piece in the puzzle to shatter Amalthos's whole. I glance at Glimmerstar, my expression unreadable. Your optimism is refreshing, gunslinger. But let us not underestimate our foe. Amalthos may be cunning and powerful, but his corruption runs deep, and the people of Dragonfire Vale have suffered long enough under his tyrannical rule. I turn back to Tamaris.
What are your commands, my goddess? How shall we proceed in vanquishing Amalthos and restoring balance to this realm?
Elric and Glimmerstar exchange a look, clearly unsure how to address this being of divine might. Greetings. Eterna? Elric Ventures, his voice tentative. We mean no disrespect, but this is all a bit overwhelming. I'm Elric Swiftfoot, and this is Glimmerstar. We've fought alongside Tamaris and Elendil in the defense of Dragonfire Vale. He nods to Tamaris, a mix of respect and awe coloring his expression.
Aye, and we've lost a valuable ally to Amalthos's schemes. Valerissa was taken by him not moments before your arrival. Your divinity, your arrival. Glimmerstar fumbles, trying to find the right words in the face of Aeterna's overwhelming presence. We know you came to claim Amalthos's soul as part of the pact, but with Valerissa gone, we're unsure how to proceed.
Ah, Valerissa Flamefury, indeed a fierce warrior. I sense her light, trapped in Amalthos's grasp. This changes everything. Aeterna says, her eyes turning fierce as her grip tightens on the crystal ruby rod. Tamaris, Elendil, you two have proven yourselves capable in battle against the Vampire Lord. Elric and Glimmerstar, your valor is appreciated, but in this fight you must trust in my chosen and allow them to lead. The battle against Amalthos will be bloody and treacherous.
With respect, my queen, Elendil interjects, his voice steady despite the grandeur of the scene, we must not lose sight of our ultimate goal. Valerissa's rescue, while crucial, is but one piece of a larger puzzle. Amalthos's hold on the realm is the root of the darkness that has consumed Dragonfire Vale. We must sever that corruption, destroy his power, and restore balance. He meets Eterna's gaze, his conviction unwavering.
Agreed, Tamaris echoes, his eyes burning with resolve. Eterna, your strength and authority would be instrumental in shattering Amalthos's grip on this world. With your aid, we can deal the final blow and ensure the light of hope prevails.
Meanwhile, Valerissa awakens on the side of the mountain outside of Amalthos's keep. The last thing she remembered was fighting Amalthos in the temple. He then grabbed her and attempted to teleport back to his keep with her, but her connection to Tal Drakan seemed to have an effect on the vampire. As she comes to, she sees Amalthos is lying in the snow near her, also coming to his feet.
Valerissa pushes herself up, her dragonborn physique undeterred by the sudden cold. Tal Drakan died my hands, she murmurs, her voice a fervent prayer. Amalthos Ravenfang, you have made a grave mistake in taking me, for you now face the wrath of the dragon gods chosen. She summons a blazing inferno around herself, the flames illuminating the snow-dusted peak as she rises to meet the vampire lord's challenge. Prepare to answer for your crimes against the people of Dragonfire Vale, and face the judgment of the divine.
Amalthos rises to his feet. Fool, he says. His flesh is burnt from Valerissa's holy energy. We will meet again, he says as his body shimmers to mist and drifts away in the wind.
Valerissa watches as Amalthos dissipates into the wind, her eyes narrowing with determination. He will regret the day he dared defy the flames of justice. She turns, gazing out at the darkened valley below, her mind racing to comprehend her next move. The others must know Amalthos still lives and plots, but I fear they are embroiled in his domain. I must find a way to escape this mountain and reach them, or risk being cut off and trapped. She takes a deep breath, steeling herself for the challenges ahead.
End of session.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.